It's Monday, the 25th of December, 2017. Thanks for tuning into this, the season finale of season 14 of The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Man, what a great way to open up this season finale of The Sounds in My Head for season 14. This is the last episode of the year. And, man, I hope you've calmed down. I know it's impossible to sit still during that song. That was The D-Revolutions from Boston, Massachusetts. Song Yell It Out of their self-titled debut, The D-Revolutions. And it kind of reminds me of the Go Team, that song, and I just, like, so love it. I've been wanting to play it on the show for a while, but I've been holding out because they've got a new record. It's called Band from America, and we're going to hear the title track from that, Band from America, and then Something Good, two different songs by this great band, The D-Revolutions. And if Yell It Out sounded like the Go Team, then Band from America kind of reminds me of the Ice Cream Socialists. Do you remember that band? Probably not. And then Something Good, it reminds me of that Jump clap, shake, jump, whatever, by behavior with Andrea Revel. It went like this. So when you get to something good, you're going to be like, oh yeah, that does kind of sound like that. Anyway, so yeah, without further ado, two amazing songs from the D-Revolutions right here on a season finale blowout episode that's just going to be chock full of super great stuff like these songs. But here we go. Band from America and Something Good by the D-Revolutions right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Yeah. Well, things are different, but in the same way. He calls and tells you you're the only one. But now he's out there having so much fun.
Okay, let's catch up. After D-Revolution's back there, we heard Snapped Ankles from London. Two tracks off their album Come Play the Trees, we heard Hanging with the Moon and I Want My Minutes Back. Hanging with the Moon kind of reminds me of Django Django a little bit. And I Want My Minutes Back, I don't know, it reminds me of something. But whatever, I love this band, Snapped Ankles, really good. If you like those tracks, represent the album well, you're going to like it. Pick it up, as I like to say. Well, then, just before I started talking, we heard two tracks from Computer Magic, from the very newly released Super Rare, a compilation of early tracks, Japan exclusives, and rarities. We heard two tracks. We heard The Technology and Emily, both super fantastic songs off of a great release. So if you liked those and anything else by Computer Magic, obviously you're going to want to pick up Super Rare, a compilation of early tracks, Japan exclusives, and rarities, like I did the second it became available. It's really good. Love that stuff. Okay, speaking of things that are big in Japan, how about this next thing we're going to hear? From Kyoto, the band is Harumi. And this is not new. This is from the late 60s. Basically, Harumi was this guy who no one knows anything about, but who this American music producer, Tom Wilson, he produced a lot of stuff in the 60s. Like Bob Dylan to everybody who's anybody, basically in the 60s, this guy produced them at some point. And he was like, I'm going to make this Harumi guy from Japan a star. And I don't know if it really worked, because I'd never heard of him until recently. So maybe he was like a star briefly and then he like a blip. But anyway, Harumi, we're going to hear a couple tracks off his self-titled album. We're going to hear Hurry Up Now and Hunters of Heaven, both super great songs. And they just sound sort of like what you'd expect from late 60s American pop. But I guess it's Japanese in some way, even though it's in English and so on. Very odd, this music, but I super like it. So Hurry Up Now and Hunters of Heaven are the two tracks we're going to hear from the Harumi self-titled album. Without further ado, Harumi, right here on The Sounds of My Head. Thank you.
You know, my dad once said, I lived from the Model T to the space station. And his assumption was, I will never understand the space station, but I'm glad I live in a country where there are people who do. That's now lost, where, you know, you say, you know, as long as Trump triggers the libtards or angers the college professors or you know, ticks off the smart people, then I'm good with it. Then I don't really care if everything burns, because then we're all kind of back at the same level. And there's really an ugly social resentment under that that has been spearheaded by an attack on experts, because this cynical group of enablers around Trump have convinced ordinary people that anything they don't like in their lives, and I don't mean just, you know, hollowed out towns from globalization, I mean anything they don't like, is the result of some expert giving advice to some elite. And Trump and others use those terms interchangeably, by the way, experts and elites, to convince them that it's just a big conspiracy and everyone's out to get them. I mean, it's amazing to me that people who control, who voted and who gained control of all three branches of government and 3/5 of the state houses in America still think they're an embattled minority at suffering under the hands of the man. Because they can't demonstrate that politically, they assume that it's because of secret knowledge that the rest of us have, that we're somehow conspiring to control their lives around them, even though they have the political power that they've craved. And it's really, you know, this is why we're also living through a revival of conspiracy theories in America. But I think it's a response by the aggrieved ego that says, something terrible happened, I can't comprehend it, so I will come up with a comforting theory that then makes me powerful. Because I think that's the other thing about conspiracy theories. They're very empowering. It's a way to turn to your neighbor and say, I understand. You don't get it. You sheeple don't understand, but I totally get it. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, when 2/3 of Americans can't name all three branches of government, it's pretty unlikely that you're the guy who knows stuff.
myself, shaking it off in these times of windy rock. Taking a pen to the pub and explaining to the public it's all. And I found myself again reading up and thinking how we're gonna put a stop to these mistakes in the paper and be seeking information at all. Cause the truth is cookies won't let you get far. They'd rather see you crying in the back of your car. Turning bows out and making the world and they'll be taking it home. I found myself again picking up all the pieces of the people you dropped, riding away on a mission from a dwindling reputation at home. Look at the setter and the way to the tops, they're trying hard to let the weekend stop. I think I swim, you can choose what time leads to your shoes at home. Cause the truth is, cookies won't let you get far. They'd rather see you crying in the back of your car. They tell you love that will make you know the world and they will take you home. And the truth is, cookies won't let you get rich. They'd rather see you crawling down the bottom of the ditch and turn them off.
third of four subjects is Utrecht. I had an amazing time in Utrecht, and I noticed something that I just want to share with you. The biking culture is awesome. The Netherlands generally provides a great infrastructure for biking. And I think it's cool they're so progressive with that, because I see biking as a big solution for our well-being on so many levels.
Let's catch up one last time. After Harumi back there, we heard a band from Melbourne, Australia called Crepes. We heard the songs Sexy Land and Mild Conversation. Both came off their, I believe, debut album, Channel 4, which came out recently. You can get that on the internet. So look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. And I think if you like those two tracks, you'll like the album. It's good. Okay, after Crepes, we heard Wintergatan from Gothenburg, Sweden. Of course, Wintergatan, he made the marble machine. You may remember the amazing video of the guy with the machine that he made, and it's like a mechanized machine that plays songs when he turns a crank. It's mind-blowing if you haven't seen the video. So that was the piano version of Marble Machine. He like arranged the same song that the marble machine played, but he had it just arranged for piano and recorded that. It's great. And basically, after that Wintergatan video for the marble machine dropped and I became obsessed with it, I subscribed to his YouTube channel, as you do, and he had this thing called Music Machine Mondays. And he went to this museum in Utrecht, the Netherlands. It's the Spielklok Museum, and it's a museum of machines that play songs, which I didn't know this was a thing at all, but it's like a whole thing. And there's an entire museum full of all these instruments from, like, you know, the 1700s to the 1900s. And they're like machines that these brilliant people created before there was any sort of recording equipment, you know, before that you could like record music. Instead, they had these like machines that would play music. And so it's like, you know, it's player pianos and stuff, which you're familiar with. And then it's also like clocks, like a cuckoo clock. But instead, it's like some people dance and it plays some stuff on some little bells with a little clarion or something. So we've got like the whole span of different things you'd expect. But then they have so much stuff you never knew existed. That's just like completely mind blowing, like machines that play violins. And the way it works is like unbelievable, which is why... Sorry, a little bit of rambling here. After Wintergatan's Marble Machine piano version, we heard the Hupfeld Flanowitz Violin Orchestration doing the song Pasadena, which is the machine I was talking about. It's a machine that plays violins, and other instruments are in the same kind of big mechanized box. So you put this, like, almost like a scroll of paper that has, like, holes punched in it. You'd put it in, like, a player piano would use, but instead it's this machine that plays violins and, like, other instruments and drums, and it's like it, that whole song that played after Wintergatan's piano marble machine, that whole song was played by a machine, which just like you turn a crank and it plays that song. Totally amazing. Like, you have to see this stuff. So anyway, I'm sorry, I'm getting too excited. After becoming so obsessed with this museum and all these machines and Wintergatan, I like couldn't take it. And so recently I went to the Netherlands just to go to this museum. I mean, I did other stuff while I was there, but like the reason I went to the Netherlands was to go to this museum. And that sounds ridiculous. No regrets. It is totally worth a trip to the Netherlands to go to the Spielklok Museum. It is like their website, they're like, we're the funnest museum in the Netherlands. I'm like, hey guys, don't undersell it. You're the funnest museum in the world. I loved it there. I spent hours. They give these guided tours and they walk you through it, but you almost don't even need the guided tours because you can just go and watch all of Wintergatan's YouTube videos where they give you the tour for free, just on the internet. You can just go watch these experts in these machines. They'll show you how they work. It's so cool. Anyway, have I gone on enough? I could probably talk for another 15 minutes about this. Do you guys want to just kick back and we'll just talk about some more? No, we're not doing it. I'm instead going to wrap up the show with one more song from the Spielklok Museum. This comes off their Highlights Musical Tour album, which you can get in their gift shop and apparently nowhere else, which is, I'm glad I bought it because otherwise there's no way to get it apparently. So it's a cover of Monty Python, Eric Idle's Always Look on the Bright Side of Life as performed by one of their fairground orchestra machines. So basically these are these giant organs that were used in like fairgrounds and dance halls. And they have like lots of different instruments in them in addition to an entire pipe organ. And it's just played again by, you load a book in there and it just like reads the holes and it plays songs. Clearly I'm excited about this. You'll have to just strap me down. Maybe not everyone's as excited about this as I am, but I'm like really into it. So anyway, here we go. Without further ado, Die Schott Karl Free Fairground Organ with Always Look on the Bright Side of Life from the Spielklok Museum in the Netherlands. Finishing up season 14 of The Sounds of My Head. Does it for this season of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Galveston Groove by a marching band conducted by Rob Walker, though not friend of the show Rob Walker, a different one. Then I also talked over Channel 4, the title track from that Crepes record, and Der Veritable Bimblalula, whatever, a Weber Maestro orchestration, also from that Highlights musical tour from the Spielklok Museum. And the music I'm talking over right now is, of course, a dance hall organ performing Marble Machine at the Spielklok Museum. You can get that and 20 other recordings from different instruments at the museum, courtesy of Wintergatan, who put them all on Bandcamp. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media. Look for playlists in Spotify so you can listen to songs without listening to me talk where available. And email me, daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com, if you have something you want to tell me. Review the show on iTunes, you know, all the stuff. And we'll see you next season. I don't know when. I'm going to take off probably January, maybe February. We'll see how it goes. And then I'll just be back with more episodes in 2018. So thanks again for listening. We'll see you next year on more episodes of The Sounds of My Head.